Kyrgyz voters go to the polls tomorrow to decide whether to become Central Asia's first parliamentary democracy in a referendum that the country's interim leader says is crucial to restoring order after a wave of ethnic bloodshed. More than 250 people were killed this month and hundreds of thousands fled violence between Kyrgyz and Uzbeks in southern Kyrgyzstan. Kevin Hartigan is Catholic Relief Services Regional Director for Asia. He was recently in the violence-hit city of Osh and told us that though the bloodshed has subsided, tensions remain high in both the Uzbek and Kyrgyz communities.
It's clear that people are very apprehensive about the immediate future here. They don't quite understand what happened, what the origin of this violence was, and it's made them very nervous. A lot of apprehension about the constitutional referendum that'll be held this weekend. And so I'd say that the level of tension and anxiety in the city is very high. I think this has been a trauma for the entire population of the city, and there's a lot of, you know, bewilderment on all sides. I think, you know, everyone stressed how harmoniously these communities have lived together for a very long time, and I think the entire population of the city is shocked and worried about what's to come.